a who's who of the country's anti-war left filed in to a private meeting with Dr. Ahmadinejad on September 21, an international holiday known as Universal Peace Day, created by the United Nations in 1981. Former Congresswoman and presidential candidate Cynthia McKinney spoke of a global lobby for peace.
The major lesson we must learn and never forget is that those who want to wage war abroad are also willing to wage it at home. We must organize a peace lobby, and we must reach across humanity, setting aside what others have successfully used in the past to divide us. We cannot allow ourselves to be tricked into believing that the ones who got us into war are going to be the ones to lead us out of it.
There are those like former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark who have intimate knowledge of the reasons behind Western hostility towards Iran. During the bloody days in 1979, when millions of Iranians peacefully took to the streets to protest the CIA-sponsored dictatorship of the Shah, he witnessed
a jolly square of U.S. helicopter firing 50-caliber machine guns, killing hundreds right there that day. You could hear people moaning for those who had lost their lives. And finally, he couldn't kill all the people, and he was forced to leave. In spite of the terrible propaganda from our major media in this country, I believe that friendship between Iran and its people and the people of the United States is one of the most important projects of humanity on Earth today for peace and future.
Ramona Africa sees a parallel between the persecution against Iran and the repression at home. She is the sole survivor from the 12 members of the MOVE organization, including 5 children, killed during the Philadelphia police bombing of their home in 1985. And for 6 years before the bombing, she says,
the mayor of Philadelphia put a starvation blockade around the area that we live so that we could get no food, and they turned off our water. The MOVE organization knows exactly what this U.S. government does abroad, because they do the same thing right here in this country, and we're not fooled by it.
Dr. Ahmadinejad listened attentively for over 90 minutes as 22 leaders of the American left expressed their solidarity with the Iranian people and spoke of their struggle for peace and justice. In his address, he said that trusting God, belief in justice, and fighting for it were the three conditions in the establishment of a lasting peace. He decried the Western powers' thirst for oil and global domination, which compelled them to support Israel's oppression of the Palestinians, destroy Iraq, bomb Pakistan, and subjugate Afghanistan. And he predicted that they would fail, because their actions strengthened terrorism and Iran would never surrender. He also faulted capitalism for creating discrimination and inequality.
It seems to me that one of the main factors in discrimination and war and injustice is the capitalist system. We believe that human beings are free to try and work hard to enjoy in a system based on justice, love, compassion, that the time for violent capitalism, inhumane capitalism, discriminatory capitalism has come to an end.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.